we are here at the 2017 Filene Big Bright Minds Conference in beautiful Austin, Texas, where it's actually cleared up. Yeah, it's not snowing anymore, Ben.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. Last night it was a winter wonderland here in Austin. So, but we're here today with Ben Morales from Qcash. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be here in Austin at Big Bright Minds.
Yeah, it's a great conference, great town as well. So, let's talk about the latest with Qcash. I mean, what have you got? What have you learned as Creighton's on board with the solution? What have you learned so far?
You know, I really learned that credit unions that are definitely committed to figuring out how do they make members' lives easier. Mm-hmm. And part of that is really realizing the fact that, you know, savings is a problem and that the need for small dollar loans is real. And so they are really taking on figuring out how do we get our members aware of how that we have this NowCap capability. Yeah. So that they can come to the credit union and not go to predatory lenders to get this service. So I'm excited to see their new marketing activities and how they're going to deploy the product and just new ideas that come about because of it. So we just finished a round of meeting with clients and getting feedback around the product and talking about the product roadmap and ideas that they have to really continue to grow the product. So a lot of new things a lot of new ideas we got from them that we'll implement in the roadmap.
Do you want to divulge a couple of those? I don't want to reveal any top secret information here, Ben, but you want to divulge a couple?
So the challenge is we figured out how to deliver a small dollar loan in 6 clicks and 60 seconds, fully funded to the account, right? So we've solved that problem, but there's more than that. So how do we create a different level of coaching and to help members get out of the cycle? Yeah. So we've built in the capability to actually kind of interrupt that lending process when they're in the small dollar loan, if they've reached a certain number that's definable by the credit union, to absolutely pause the transaction and say, hey, here's kind of where you've been financially, and you know, are you interested in talking with a financial coach? And we've integrated the ability to chat with some of the leading providers of the service right there within the app, or see small little financial education videos in there to help people realize, am I in the cycle? And try to bring some awareness and help right there. Yeah. So that's kind of one of the other things. And then build, how do we make savings easier, right?
Yeah, totally.
So one of the things we're definitely looking at is lots of apps out there that do savings automatically and make it a low effort experience, and we want to integrate that capability and provide that along with a small dollar loan. So we're working on both sides, dealing with the issue of instant liquidity and giving that capability to members, but also being able to support them to start to save and eventually not need a small dollar loan, you know, that they've built the capability themselves.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool plan, because it's one thing to have the app and act on it on your own, but the coaching thing really complements it. Because a lot of people, I'm assuming that they may not know they're really trapped, you know?
So it
might take somebody or an app or some coaching to open their eyes and go, you are in a bad spot here and this can help you.
Yep, absolutely. So we're excited about that. I think a lot of the clients are interested in implementing that. WSCC will be one of the first ones to really deploy that capability, and then we'll iterate from there.
I'm excited for you. I'm very excited. So can you discuss the ease of use of it?
Yes.
Because, I mean, every day everything's got to be easy to use now. So it's the Amazon bar we all have to live up to now.
Well, Amazon is a great analogy into that. You have to understand the marketplace in which you're competing in. So if we think about small dollar loans or the predatory lending market and the ease of use to get a loan and how quick that is, that's what you have to match, right? So those are the things we don't like, you know, that market perhaps, and we don't like what they do, but they deliver a great service that's very efficient. And so when we deliver a product, we have to match that or better. And so that's what we've done is, you know, tried to focus on ease of use, simplicity, take out the overhead, build in it to be just as minimal of information that you need to manage risk and deliver the product. So we've been successful in doing that. And it's a struggle to stay there because people want to add new things to the process. And I'm like, you know, let's resist that.
Baby steps.
Ease of use has to be always top of mind.
Yeah. Very cool. So is there a specific credit union that Qcash Do you have like a specific audience that you guys target? Is it credit unions nationwide, or is there a specific type of credit union that you guys target for this type of stuff?
It's interesting. So the credit unions, that we're talking to now are what I would say highly innovative, and want to try, right? They want to try some things instead of continuing to talk about it. So that's what those that are, I guess, more risk takers are interested in just diving right in. And so, but fundamentally, those that have a low income focus, really trying to change the landscape in their communities, those are credit unions that we're talking to. Credit Human is a great example. They have lots of predatory lenders in their markets and their communities, and they're trying to make a difference. And so, and it's about really pulling their members back into the cooperative. Yeah. So from either innovation or really wanting to address that low-income community, and credit unions that are already low-income designated or CDFI credit unions are definitely interested.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that kind of narrows it down for you.
I mean, it's not, I think it's needed by everyone, right?
I think so.
We have to have products that create ease of access and ease of use.
I mean, like a great case study, but it's such a value enhancer to a credit union. It's like, gosh, these guys saved my bacon. You know, I'm out of this vicious cycle, and now I'm getting, financially sound, and I can, get an auto loan, maybe one day in a mortgage loan, that type of thing. So it's such a cool, like a first step to getting back to normality.
It really is. And so, unfortunately, sometimes this awareness of needing hey, I have a product gap in which small dollar loans may be able to fit is during times of emergency. So when we've had these disasters of, hurricanes, et cetera, that have happened out there, that's when you really realize that members aren't saving. So you don't have the liquidity to survive those things. Right. And so we've had our clients that were in these areas saying, hey, how can we give small dollar loans to our members right away? We need to be able to do that for that market. Yeah. And so we didn't have a feature built in to be able to waive fees or reduce rates or to allow people in these disaster zones to get access to quick cash. So we built that capability in the platform. So when our clients in the communities that have disasters, they can enable a feature by which they can eliminate the rate or reduce it and just get quick access to cash. Because in these situations, people just need to get a hotel and they don't have the liquidity to do it. So definitely it is a challenge in the marketplace.
Yeah, and how timely what's going on right now. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. Sure. All right. To wrap up here, what are plans for 2018? Are you looking that far down the road with this? I mean, you say you're adding stuff to it all the time and making it that much better.
No, it's really about growth. So we spent these first 2 years really focusing on awareness, educating the marketplace about a small dollar loan program and how that might benefit credit unions and their members. And so I think we get it. Everyone gets it. And a part of that hype has been created by the regulatory environment, which we all know is pretty crazy, and what CFPB has been doing. So they've raised awareness, we educated the market, and now we just want to grow, right? So I think the industry is aware of the need, and now we have to focus in on targeting those credit unions that really our product is a great fit for their communities and their members, and go after it. So I think the time is now, and credit unions are ready.
You got it. Great message to end on. Ben, thank you so much. Yep. Appreciate it. I'm really happy for you and the product, and I hope this thing just takes off like a rocket for you guys.
We'll see you at GAC, and I'll give you a better update as to how we're progressing, because the trajectory looks good.
Cool. Look forward to it. All right, Ben, awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time, man.